these days. And when we do, I think the key initiatives that are going on in our industry are what bubble to top of mind. You've got sustainable aviation fuels, new product improvements, new engine technologies, even operational improvements. But what about the cabin? The cabin is a really important part of the airplane. I would argue it's the most important part, but I also recognize my bias in that statement. And there's not a lot of fanfare today around work being done to make sustainability gains in the cabin. So I'm here to shine even just the tiniest spotlight on some incredible work that's been going on at Boeing to make sustainability gains in the cabin. And my hope is that in sharing this peek behind the curtain, if you will, that some of our story might resonate with you and maybe some of the work that you're doing in this space as well. So with that, let's dive right in. I want to tell you about our quest to bring carbon fiber into the cabin. And it makes sense, right? You know, when we think about sustainable materials that we can employ, carbon fiber usually bubbles to the top of the list because of its unique structural properties and how light it is. We're always trying to lightweight in the airplane. But it doesn't really seem like much of a stretch to bring it into the cabin, though, does it? Because we've seen it in the form of composites and other parts of the airplane. But when this idea first popped into somebody's brain at Boeing, it actually didn't have anything to do with lightweighting. The value of using this material was that it was derived from recycled carbon fiber. And this particular recycled carbon fiber has a really special use. And so I want to kind of talk a little bit about that. Now, believe it or not, recycling carbon fiber today is pretty tough to do in commercial aviation. You have these long strands of carbon fiber that are woven together, and they're held together by a polymer matrix, like an epoxy. But that intertwined structure with that resin makes it really hard to separate. And that's what we have to do to recycle anything, right? We have to break it down to its most basic components. So how do you recycle it then? Well, before we dive into that process, which is what we're going to do here, let's talk about where we're starting. And it's right here. This is where we are starting in this process from the Boeing lens, and it is composite scrap from our 777X Wing Center in Everett, Washington. Now, typically, this scrap would head straight to landfill, but there are many in our industry who have been working for almost 20 years to figure out how to divert composite scrap from landfill. And while recycling composite at scale in our industry is still under investigation and exploration and research, there are some companies out there that have cracked the code on how to recover carbon fiber from scrap and use those carbon fibers to make other materials. Now, this other material, if you will, is actually derived from a really unique manufacturing and recycling process. And it starts with the scrap, but the scrap then gets cut. We need to cut it into smaller pieces to optimize it for the process that it's about to undergo. So once it's shredded into smaller pieces, it then undergoes a thermal decomposition process called pyrolysis. Essentially, we're taking this composite scrap and we are boiling it to such extreme temperatures that we're able to melt away all of the epoxy and the additives and the sizing, all of the stuff in the composite, so that all we're left with is just those composite fibers. But it's important to remember that we had to cut the scrap in order to run it through this pyrolysis process. So we're recovering shorter carbon fibers than their original form, which is why they can't be woven again and turned back into woven composites. You can take these shorter fibers, however, marry them with other materials, like a thermoplastic fiber, for example, and turn it into a non-woven material. So we have established that you can recover carbon fibers from composite scrap, and that you can use these shorter carbon fibers to create this non-woven material. But what the heck do you do with the non-woven material? Well, you heat it. And when you heat it to just the right temperature, you can press and mold it into a host of different shapes, and that in turn becomes a new tranche of products. And this material has been used for things like railway undercarriages, laptop cases, even car parts. I think it is so cool that our 777X wing could be out there sitting on somebody's laptop protecting their computer, maybe even one of yours out there. They're being given such incredible second lives. But you know what would be even more incredible is if we could bring that material back into the airplane. And that is the question or the thought that one of our pioneering colleagues at Boeing, her name is Karen Hills, she is so brilliant and so fabulous. She dared to share that with others in Boeing, as well as others in this carbon fiber recovery space. And it's a fantastic idea. Why shouldn't we try to bring this material back into the airplane cabin? Who cares that it hasn't been done before? So what that it's not as strong as composite because it's not woven? If other industries can develop high-quality products from this material, why can't we? And if we can find a place for its use, we'd be contributing towards circularity, which is something for which we're all striving. I mean, Anais just was talking about it. So it was with this question of why not, along with a dash of what I'll call can-do spirit, that our colleague Karen embarked on a journey of exploration and discovery to find out if indeed we could employ this material in the cabin. Now, while initial explorations with this material led to many different potential applications, the global and business environment of 2020 led us down the path to explore its initial application in one way, and that was a sidewall panel. So over the course of months, Karen and her team worked tirelessly to develop a sidewall panel with this non-woven material that was worthy of flight test. And in 2021, it became known as the Sustainable Sidewall Project, and it flew on our eco demonstrator program that year, which was an Alaska Airlines 737-9. And you know what? It performed really well. It passed all of its acoustics tests. It actually stands up to FLAM requirements better than what's flying today, and it wound up saving a little bit of weight in the airplane. Now, if we hope to see this in commercial application someday, we do need to test a bigger part of the airplane because we only flew 3 sidewall panels on the 21 EcoD. But even with that additional testing and some minor modifications, we consider this project a great success, and we have every hope of continuing to develop this material into a sidewall in the future through this process. Now, in order to take this project to the next step, we do need to acquire some additional tooling, which does carry inherent costs. So until we can get that tooling, we are in a state of pause on the Sustainable Sidewall Project. But we are committed to continuing to build the sidewall as we move forward. Now, our story could end there. We did prove that this recycled carbon fiber could find a place in the cabin and that it could perform well. We deemed the project a success. It would be a heck of a lot easier to just sit and wait for additional funding. But our colleague Karen recognized the value and importance in this material and decided to push for its application in other cabin components. You know, if the business environment was going to challenge the trajectory of our project, why not change the trajectory completely? Part of the challenge with manufacturing sidewalls, regardless of the material that you're using, is that there are a lot of unique tooling requirements because of the non-constant sections of the airplane, and that unique tooling gets incredibly expensive. But what if you could develop something that's a lot easier to mold and cut, like a sandwich panel? Sandwich panels are all over the cabin. They're lav walls, galley walls, partitions, monuments, bins, the list goes on. Could this material benefit those cabin components as well? Well, that's what we endeavor to find out. Karen and her team have been hard at work over the past year exploring how to develop a sustainable sandwich panel. And they've been looking at everything from the right type of core material to use to the right type of adhesive and adhesion techniques. And I'm excited to share that a solution has been found. They have been able to develop a sustainable partition, and we hope to test it in the very near future. And in addition, we were able to develop a simpler offshoot of the sidewall project by creating sustainable cargo bay liners. And those are actually currently flying on our 2023 Eco Demonstrator, which is a 777-200ER. Isn't that incredible? I love this sustainability story so much because I think there are so many pertinent takeaways with all of this work. If this carbon fiber work has shown us anything, it's that the road to sustainable aviation is messy and imperfect and nonlinear. Cabin sustainability is a really tough nut to crack, and nobody, not even a company the size of Boeing, is impervious to things like development challenges, cost pressures, project diversions, even being flat out told no. But those challenges just make the journey that much more rewarding when you do finally make it to the other side on a really important and inspiring project. Don't get discouraged if your project doesn't buy its way onto an airplane immediately or in the original form you intended, because the direction that that exploration provides can lead to even more successful outcomes than what you originally endeavored to create. Also, this work has shown us the importance of pushing boundaries appropriately, but push them. Ask the tough questions. Be the person who says, why not? Don't get lost in the sea of, I'm sorry we can't, or it's just too expensive, or it's just not done that way. Sustainability is counting on the boundary pushers to bring it to fruition. And finally, we need to switch our ors to ands in our statements around cabin sustainability. It seems that many in our industry believe that in order to make the cabin more sustainable, something has to be sacrificed. What do we have to subtract? Those darn cups. What do we have to subtract? And how mad is the passenger going to be about it? But if this recycled carbon fiber work has shown us anything, it's that we can make a good sustainability gain in the cabin without sacrificing anything. We can do circularity. We can find sustainable material alternatives. And we can do it without impacting the passenger experience. Heck, we could even improve the passenger experience just by using better materials and by telling passengers about it, because they want to hear our story around sustainability. So I challenge each and every one of you to switch your ors to ands in our statements around cabin sustainability. Let's continue to build an unprecedented passenger experience as an industry and make it the most sustainable it could ever be. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Brenna. That's very interesting, having the visions for